Hello.
Yes, hello, is Robert Pellecci there?
Sure, hang on.
Yes, Bob, can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yep.
I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2020 for elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I vote every
offices?
Year.
Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or probably not?
No, I vote every year. I will vote.
Good. You will say definitely, correct?
That's correct.
What is your age?
Over 60.
Would it be okay if I put 61?
Yeah, fine.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, mixed not including Hispanic or Latino?
Prefer not to answer.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Nonpartisan.
You said no parties, correct? Would you say Independent?
Nonpartisan. Independent is a party. I don't belong to any party. I am nonpartisan.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as a Congresswoman?
No opinion.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No opinion.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and low cost, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, combating threats to our democracy.
Stop. Growing the economy and securing the border.
Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Kent. Reichert.
Never heard of him or her.
Bob Ferguson.
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump.
I've heard of him.
Would you, how would you rate your feelings from 0 to 100?
50.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
I'll give her 50.
Joe Biden.
Never heard of him. Joe Biden, isn't he dead? No, he's still alive. That's right. He's just the walking dead. Sorry. I'll give him 2.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Undecided.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Undecided.
Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all you might support her?
I might. Undecided.
Would you say a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, no chance at all?
50-50, undecided.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance or no chance at all you might support him?
Same as Marie, or whatever her name is. Undecided.
Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. A fighter for the middle class. How would ten? Someone who shares your values.
10.
Small business owner.
10.
An independent who will oppose the extremist in both parties.
There's none out there, but I'll go 10.
A working mom who understands the needs of families?
10.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
10.
Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than a party. How would you rate that statement? Would you think 0, not convincing at all, somewhat convincing would be a 5, and 10 would be a very convincing reason to support her?
5.
Is that 5?
That was a 5, yes.
In February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decision for them. Would you say that is not a convincing at all of a reason, somewhat convincing, which would be a 5, and 10, very convincing? Yes, for some reason I was barely able to hear you.
That was a 5.
A 5?
Mm-hmm.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million dollars needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Would you say that's not a convincing at all of a reason, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, which would be a 10?
Tell her to do away with the tolls, and I might give her a 10.
How would you say it in this case?
Just give her a 5 at this point. So if she does away with the toast, she'll get a 10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Undecided.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that that will make it a, quote, Antifa super highway, unquote. And the Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of our working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. How would you rate that statement? From 0 to 10, 0, no doubts at all. 5, some doubts. 10, some serious doubts about
5.
And Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Cope is governor. Joe Kent extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would you say 0, no doubts at all? 5, some doubts. 10, serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent.
Okay. This sounds like a quiz, quiz here. All right, just 5.
Okay. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
5.
That would be somewhat less likely, more likely, or much less likely?
Don't know yet, you know. It still has 7 months before the election.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you, I don't believe anything politicians say, but that's not a question.
Okay. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
not up to me to say.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates?
Some college. Vocational certificate.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Prefer not to answer.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Depends on whether you consider Church of the Bloody Mary a church. No, see. Occasionally.
Okay, would that be twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year?
Okay, maybe several times a year.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Sure.
Thanks again for
okay.
your help. Your opinion
produce,
is very...
I produce surveys. That's why I allow this one. Okay.
Your opinion is very important. Thank you so much again. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.